Good evening, folks. Senator Hoffman, Representative Pink, members of the committee. I'm Todd Brissett of Pretty Flaherty, represent the Industrial Energy Consumer Group. I think the amendments that have just been presented go a long way, at least halfway, towards addressing our concerns on the energy policy side of things. But we think there are still some dangerous transmission policy and preferences that are embodied in the bill, even with the amendments accepted. Specifically in sections A2, A5, and 11, they're all references to an acknowledgement of a need for a dramatic build-out of transmission capacity, a build-out that's not needed to serve load, not needed to serve main ratepayers, not affordable by main ratepayers, and yet we're having the tail wag the dog. We're assuming that we're going to have all this offshore wind built, which would be wonderful when it happens. But the transmission policy, we cannot afford to let the decision to have the 8,000 megawatts of offshore wind, or total wind, drive the transmission policy build-out in advance. That happens in sections A2 and then brief references in A5 and A11. The only other issue that we have with the bill as amended is about section A10, the competitive RFP process. It looks like this language goes a long way towards addressing some of our concerns, but it looks like the best offer that's made in this amendment to cap the cost is that the cost increase will be no more than the system's benefit charge at the time. Well, the system's benefit charge is something this body has discussed a lot in the past and sure will continue to discuss, but it's an assessment on bills that many of Maine's largest ratepayers, the industrial ratepayers, are not subject to and would have a great hardness in meeting that. They employ tens of thousands of Mainers, very concerned about being able to continue to do that in this economy, and anything that results in a cost increase in the price of power, even for laudable for things, cannot be supported by Maine's manufacturers. Thank you. We look forward to working with the group. I think we got halfway there. Keep going.